Thomas the Jazz Cat and Blixen DeBone lived next door to each other at the edge of a township called Chameleon Creek. Every day, they sang the same old song.
I'm so bored, bored of playing boring songs all day long.
I'm so tired, it's exhausting, playing tunes all day long.
One day, they took a break from playing the same old tune and decided to play a spot of soccer down by the creek. Blixen kicked the ball with all her might. The ball went up. The ball came down. It hit the ground and rolled towards the creek. The ball came to rest against a dull grey water pipe they'd never noticed before.
Don't go there.
From deep within the water pipe, they heard an extra strange and extraordinary sound. There, in the darkness, glowed a strange, luminous egg. The egg began to crack.
Don't touch it,
said Thomas.
Look, it's growing.
Look, it's glowing.
And from the egg and from the glow emerged a being they didn't know. The strangest sight they'd ever seen. The strangest worm that had ever been.
Salubona, how do you do da?
Here I am again.
And these are metamorphic games I play. Don't know if I can take the strain.
But where are my manners?
I'm so rude. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Pitter-Pat, the crazy caterpillar. I make your wishes come true.
I make it come true.
A wish?
Said Blixen.
I've had a whisker, I've had a woof, but never a wish.
I wish I could see the sea, said Thomas. To see the sea would be for me the thing to see.
Are there fish fingers?
Asked Blixen.
And crab cakes and sardine sandwiches.
You say you wish to see the sea. The sea is where you wish to be. Of all the places you could be free, listen, repeat after me.
I make it come true.
The dull grey water pipe started to shake, rattle and roll. Thomas and Blixen twirled around and around. They were flying through a rainbow at the crazy speed of sound. But where could they be going? And where could they be found? They were on the strangest coral reef they'd ever seen. Were they in a delirium? Were they in a dream? There were codfish and oddfish and oysters in socks. There were stonefish and bonefish and dolphins in frocks. They were to-ing and fro-ing. But where were they going? To a matinee under the sea? So they followed the crowd, who were getting quite loud. A concert? But who could it be?
Ladies and fishermen, please welcome to the coral reef stage, Sting Ray Charles!
Charles, and I'm top of the bill, but this game called fame don't give me a thrill. Oh, the songs that I sing, no joy do they bring. Outdated, frustrated, and sick to the skill. Let's do it.
Bravo,
said Blixen.
En gros,
said Thomas.
What a voice!
What an act!
We've got to get his autograph!
We've got to get backstage!
Oi!
Said a huge leatherback turtle.
Where the fish do you two think you're going?
We just want to meet Stingray Charles.
He's got the best voice this side of Chameleon Creek.
Yeah, he's a legend in his own lunchtime.
Oh, you're fans, are you? You want to meet the boss, do you? Well, I happen to be his personal bodyguard. I can organise a little visit. For a small fee, of course. Got any mackerel on you?
Hey, Blexham, said Thomas. What about those fish fingers of yours?
Oh, I've already finished most of them.
Hand them over, said Thomas impatiently.
Oh, fish fingers,
said the bodyguard.
Haven't had one of those since I was knee-high to a lobster. Don't mind if I do. Right, this way,
said the bodyguard, and led them to the starfish dressing room.
Mr. Sting, Mr. Ray, Mr. Charles, sir. Couple of fans to see you.
Not today, Demacolis.
I come a long way, Mr. Sting, Mr. Ray.
All right, make it snappy.
The door opened, and there, at his dressing room table, slumped a very sad and very salty Sting Ray Charles.
What a performance, said Thomas.
You're the best, said Blixham.
No, I'm not. They're not my songs. I'm selling my soul for what? Other people's music? It hasn't been the same since Georgia walked out on me.
But you sing such great tunes.
Oh, please, don't tune me.
And you've got such a great voice.
Oh, yes. But the managers are such sharks. They just won't let me sing it my way. I'm sending out an SOS.
What if we help you spice it up a bit? Asked Thomas.
Yeah, like give it a bit of a swing,
said Blixham.
Give it a what?
Give it a swing.
OK, Bourne, take it from the top.
Hey, Stingray Charles, it's been too long.
We've done a little bit of swinging to bring it along.
Come join us now, we're going to show you how. We're swinging, and this is your song.
Oh, fillet, oh, fillet of fish. I can't believe I'm living my wish. Oh, fillet, oh, fillet, oh, fillet of bream. I can't believe I'm living my dream. Scooby-doo-wah, scooby-doo-wah. Yeah! Roxanne.
Oi! 5 minutes, Mr. Sink, Mr. Wright, Mr. Charles.
Oh, you chaps have truly brought out the music in me. Dermachilles, tell those sharks we've got a brand new show for the next performance.
Oh, I don't think that's a wise idea, Mr. Wright, Mr. Charles, Mr. Sting, sir.
And tell them we've got guest artists.
Ooh, we'd love to stay, Mr. Charles,
said Blixham.
But we've got big band practice back at Chameleon Creek,
said Thomas.
Pity. But the show must go on. Do feel free to scooby-doo-boo-bop on down any time, dear hearts,
said a beaming Stingray Charles.
Break the fin, Mr. Charles.
Ah, the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd. There won't be a dry gill in the place by the time I'm finished with them. Let the show go on.
Oh, fillet, oh, fillet, oh, fillet of fish. I can't believe I'm living my wish.
Back on dry land, Blixham and Thomas shared an octopus ice cream and strolled along the pier, feeling quite pleased with themselves. And then, the thought struck them.
How are we going to get home?
Asked Blixham.
I wish we knew how,
said Thomas. Suddenly, on the pier, appeared a magnificent multicoloured butterfly.
So bona, howdy doo-da, here I am again.
Pitter-pat, is it true?
These metamorphic games I play, seems like I have changed again.
Pitter-pat, is that you?
One and the same, although I must say, I feel a bit strange. It started today. And look, I can fly. I can butterfly. Now, didn't I hear somebody make a wish?
Yeah, I wish we knew how to get home, Pitter-pat.
We're really, really, really late for Big Brass Band practice back at Chameleon Creek,
said Blixham. Don't you remember a thing? Sounds like...
Alakazam.
All the magic words, said Thomas.
I
said Blixen. In a flash, Thomas the Jazz Cat and Blixen de Bone were transported back home to Chameleon Creek on Pitapat's magical, multicolored wings.
Oh, late again, are we?
Said the Chameleon Creek big brass band leader.
You won't believe where we've just been,
said Blixen.
Och aye, same old story. Magical adventures again, I suppose.
Well, actually, said Thomas.
Listen, laddie, there's no fun and games here in the CCBBB. It's just music, music, music. Now, whip out your instruments and enough of these fancy stories. Right, lads, let's take it from the top. A one, a two, and you know what to do.
As Blixen blew her very first note, a tiny silver starfish sparkled to the floor. She picked it up and placed it carefully in her bone case to remind her and Thomas the Jazz Cat of their adventure with Stingray Charles and the time they helped him find his swing.
It's the end of the tale and time to be flying back home. I'm a godly to Thomas the Jazz Cat and Blixen the Bone. They traveled away.
But
magical adventures again, I suppose.
Oh, the magic words!
Golly mackerel on ya. Let the show go on!
I'll make it come true.